that the purpose of creation applies to the entire human race, non-absent. However, because of the lowness of the nature of creation and its power over people, it was impossible for people to be able to understand and determine and agree to rise above it. They did not demonstrate the desire to relinquish self-love and come to equivalence of form, which is adhesion with his attributes. As our sages said, as he is merciful, so will you be merciful. Thus, because of their ancestral merit, Israel succeeded, and over 400 years, they developed and became qualified and sentenced themselves to a scale of merit. Each and every member of the nation agreed to love his fellow man. Being a small and single nation among 70 great nations, when there are 100 Gentiles or more for every one of Israel, when they had taken upon themselves to love their fellow person, the Torah was then given specifically to qualify the Israeli nation. However, the Israeli nation was to be a transition. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by keeping the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentenced themselves to a scale of merit, then the Messiah will be revealed. That is because the role of the Messiah is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of adhesion with him, but to teach the ways of God to all the nations, as the verse says, and all nations will flow unto him. And that is what's called, all nations shall flow unto him. Therefore, Israel must recognize that it's up to them to make the corrections, and they don't depend on anything. And it's actually the nations of the world that are reliant on Israel, and therefore they are obligated to pressure Israel in order to start the correction and pass it on to them. But the end of the work is that the entire world will come together in adhesion with the upper force.